join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston, I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM and five other stations. We have a super surprise for you. You want to be in the movies, commercials, you're over 55, stay tuned. And
Lisa V. Coast of Hollywood Connections.
Yes, we'll be right back from some shout-outs from Soap This. We were hanging out with soap opera stars from The Young and Restless over the weekend.
Yes,
check
we
it out.
Were.
Okay, we're going to do this again. I'm Stacey Hyduke, and I was on Young and the Restless. And I want to just do a little shout-out to
Dawn Reese.
Dawn Reese, and you are
Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM.
Hollywood Connection, there you go.
Thank you so much for being here. Safe travels, and God bless.
Thank you so much.
You were a sweetheart.
Sorry about that. My brain is...
Hey, this is Brighton James from The Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Hollywood Connections with Lisa.
Yay! Thank you, yes!
Hi, I'm Jordi Villasuso, and you're listening to The Hollywood Connection with Dawn Reese.
Yes, he's from The Young and Restless. I'm so excited.
All out at once. You didn't even have to coach me through it. Look
so,
at that.
Soap opera stars right here. I'll go to Soap This. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Dawn.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Cameron Grimes from The Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese with Hollywood Connections.
Woohoo! We can't wait. I'm so excited that you are here, and we're going to be right back.
All right. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
106.1 FM and six other stations Friday nights at 8 p.m. We'll see you on the air. Thank you. We'll try.
Hey, this is Brighton James from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Woo, that's me. 106.1 FM, the heat.
Hi, this is Cameron Grimes from The Young and the Restless. You are listening to Lisa V with Hollywood Connections.
Hi, I'm Barbie with Soap This, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
That's right, and go to Soap This on Facebook and like their page and see what they're doing.
Thank you so much, Dawn. Thank you.
And we'll be right back. Check it out with Michael Boulay, Dawn Reese, and
Lisa V
with our VIP guest on the line in just moments. 106.1 FM, The Heat, and five other stations live on YouTube. Go to TAM Talk Radio. You can watch all the wonderful shows and ours, of course.
Yes.
We'll be right back.
You'll be a movie star. When I turn on my TV, will you smile and wave at me, telling Oprah who you are? So you want to be a rock star with blue-eyed bunnies in your bed. Well, remember, you sold yourself for this. You'll be famous 'cause you're dead. So don't go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. I don't want to take you dancing, oh, when you're dancing with the world. You can flash your caviar in your mirror. Sensation, or will you set the latest style?
go higher for desire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself. Don't fly high, oh, don't fly higher for your fire. Put it in your head, baby, Hollywood is dead. You can find it in yourself.
Just a little bit more of Hollywood, and we've got Hollywood on the line. We've got a casting director. Are you 55 and over? Guess what? This is for you. And let's introduce Lori. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I am so excited to talk to you. We just had our soap list lady come in. She's going to talk about some stuff. And Patty, you're going to come over here and sit. And we're excited to have you on the air because I saw your casting and you were talking about what you're looking for 55 and over. And tell us all about it.
Oh, yes. We are super excited. So we are looking for just those super seniors out there living it up in the Sunshine State. Again, it's a development since we work with a lot of the different networks and stuff in production. And of course, we have to keep that confidential till we find the right cast and it's, you know, announced on the network. And we just want to find that mix. We don't know who that is yet, but we want to find that mix somewhere between like Friends and Golden Girls / Senior Housewives. You know, it's kind of that feel. We want a good group of friendship and community and just showing that people are living it up out here in the Sunshine State.
That's phenomenal. We have Patty from Soap This, and I sent that already. So Patty, say hi to Lori.
Hi.
She's going to send hers. Hi. I already sent mine, and we've got so many other guests here that I know that, you know, we don't look our age anymore. We're having more fun, like you said, and getting
yes.
out there. And so what is this, a pilot, or where is this going from? What are you looking for? I mean, to shoot, or is it a production company you're working with?
Yes, we work with the production companies and the networks out there. So it is, you know, for a network that, again, has to remain confidential till they get that because they're the ones that want to announce the new show. So it will be a, you know, they're looking for the right cast that they want to greenlight a full season, a full-on show with
wow.
highlighting Florida seniors. So we're super excited because, you know, our development and casting companies in Florida ourselves, so we want to highlight the Florida talent that we have been telling them is out here.
Wow. I mean, just to follow Patty around with all the soap opera stars is truly
yes.
amazing.
Yes.
That's a, right there.
Yes.
Oh, Patty, I love those soap operas. I wanted to be there with you guys.
Well, you can come to December's event.
Yes. We've got Kathleen Gotti coming up and Patty's going to talk more about that as well and coming up here in this hour show. And who else is going to be with Kathleen Gotti, Patty?
Vincent Irizarry.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's really exciting. So what do people need to do? I mean, the casting process, after they send their letter in, then what happens?
Well, then we get, yeah, so you send the letter in, tell us who you are, what you do, and why your community or your group of friends is awesome. You know, we are getting everything from just people that live in, and believe it or not, the rest of the country doesn't know about our 55 and older communities with the golf carts and the swimming pools and all the social activities. So anywhere from a group of friends that live in a community to a group of girls that are dancing for nonprofits to a ballroom group that's just a group of friendships to any type of groups that we're looking at. So just send us an email and some pictures. And then one of our casting people will get back with you. And then we usually arrange a Skype interview that we record. And then we put the pictures together and we pitch it to the networks. And then as we narrow that down, they'll probably have us come out and like shoot a little pilot, you know, get a real flavor of life with the ones that they really
wow.
want more information on.
Wow. I know I sent mine in because I figure
I sent mine too.
Yes.
Yeah, I sent mine
yes.
in too.
Yay.
Yes, yeah, so I can't wait to follow up with that and get you guys.
I know.
Dawn, you know I've been following you for years anyway. I'd love to get you on a show.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so much fun because, you know, nobody would believe my life. I mean, I figure skate, I rollerblade, I bike ride.
She swims, and I can be there reporting.
You can. Yeah.
As you're filming. This is so great. This is so great. Even though she thinks I'm 55, she keeps saying to me, you know, oh, you're not my age. I'm like, no, I barely get the McDonald's coffee. I mean, come on.
I just realized that the other day. I found out I could get some things, but I'm on
you
that keto thing.
You get a lot of stuff free.
Lisa, how was your first experience at the soap event?
Let me tell you, I am still on cloud nine. I'm sitting there. When you've got Jordy going, Lisa V and Jordy V, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm like, oh, I'm bucket list complete. I could just drop right there and been fine. And to have them, when I'm like, I'm so starstruck. And Stacy says, are you serious? You look like, I said, I have no idea what I'm doing. Look at this. And, wow. And here it was so great.
We're going to come back and we're going to talk more about Soap This. We have interviews that we did, some amazing things. And Lori, what is the website or your social media that they can call you and send everything over to?
Well, they can go to Vintage South Productions is on Facebook or VintageSouthProductions.com, our website, and they can send the information to casting@VintageSouthProductions.com. And we look forward to getting to meet and know all you fabulous seniors out there. I have a feeling this is going to start a whole new trend in television.
I agree. Well, I know Chrissy Boyle's one of our marketing guru reps. Is she on the line? Is Chrissy on the line? Is that Chrissy? Because I know she is a hoot to follow around, and I'll tell you, I don't even know her age anymore because she doesn't act like her age, and she does so much stuff. She does a lot of volunteer work.
Chrissy?
Yeah.
Oh wow! There you have it. She needs her own show, right? There you have it. Trials and tribulations of Miss Boyles. There we go.
Yes, Chrissy.
There she is. Yes.
Yes, Chrissy.
We are at a party in Land O'Lakes.
I knew that was coming.
We got one afterwards at my brother's house. Well, Chrissy,
Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to the casting director that you're going to send in your letter about 55 and over because you're enjoying your life so much. But I do want to ask you something live on the air, Chrissy. What is the most fun thing that you do in your life being over 55?
Oh, hell, I do lots of stuff. I go to bingo. I do all kinds of stuff. Bingo. Love to go to the casino.
I'm going
to
go live at bingo with Chrissy. It's going to be great.
Lots of concerts. Awesome. We have a lot of fun. I hang out with the girls over there at Hollywood Connections. We have a great time.
Yeah, she loves the concerts. You follow her to one of the rock and roll concerts. There you go. She's ready.
Yeah, every band from A to Z, she knows them or knows somebody who knows them.
The Doobie Brothers. They weren't too good the last time I seen them.
There she goes.
Hey, I love the Jazz Festival, Chrissy. Yes. I had media and I was doing interviews behind the scenes. I loved it over there. But that was your opinion.
It is a ball, isn't it? I was there when Grace Potter was there a few years ago.
Ah.
I love Grace Potter.
Well,
and I did some real close-ups of her. I love her.
Yes, she does all our photos and stuff when we're out in red carpet events and our marketing and getting all the business cards. She's amazing. But Chrissy, I want to thank you for calling in. We have so much on the show today with shout-outs and more interviews. And Chrissy, I just want to connect you with Lori live on the air.
Yes, all right, I can't wait to hear more.
All right, Dawn, you call me. I love you guys. I'll see you soon.
Love you.
Right. I'll tell you, people, if they're watching the people that we're sending over, they will belly laugh. They will not believe and say, is this really happening in Florida?
Yes, that's what I can't wait. I can't wait. And I can't wait to get to one of your soap opera events, too. I'm excited.
Yep. Yes, I'm going to hook you and 7th. Patty up after the show as well. Make sure she has your information. And I'm excited. So I'm excited for my interview.
Yes, me too. I can't wait. I think we need to do you on the rink, too. I'd love to get that.
Wait, I just went there today, and I got my skates sharpened, and anybody that wants to go to the Clearwater Ice Arena, oh, yes, it's 14044 ICOT Boulevard. I did that without glasses, Lisa.
I'm so proud of you, Dawn. Because usually she hands it to me, and I got contacts and glasses on, because that's how great I am.
That's right.
Eyes.
Yes, and I'll do another video over the weekend for you, so... I love to skate. Yeah. I love it.
Well, we can't wait. Thank you so much. I can't wait to learn about all the other super fabulous seniors out there. And Dawn, I can't wait to meet with you and get that stuff together, too.
Yes, and you're more than welcome to come down with us and do a special with all the other things that you've done in casting and your life to come on the radio longer with us.
Oh, I would love that too. That sounds great. I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lori. So Bye. We All kick right. off the show Bye. With Hollywood Connections. That's a connection
yes.
right there. And see, look at I'm
there's
warm
more
in
connections
here.
Than you. I can't wait. I mean, Dawn, you literally connected everything that's happened.
I know,
to me
but here's a cool thing. You
week.
Know, I talking about the ice rink, you know, when you're going through that stage in life, you don't have to worry about it at the ice rink because it's nice and cool. Oh. And it freezes
that
your face.
She thinks I'm in. Okay, all right.
It's a fountain of.
I know.
I heard there's a 70-year-old lady
wait.
Over there, and I want to do some interviews with her, and she skates all the time. So I want to thank Ryan over there.
Yeah. I mean, yes. How much harder is it than roller skating? I used to speed skate, and I mean, I was down on, you know, I mean, I went pretty fast.
I'll teach
that
you.
Okay. And we are not allowed to go live. We can video and edit, so, because I really don't want to see me. You know.
That's right.
So, I know I will fall. I mean, you have to fall at least once,
well, that's
right?
why I bought these pink knee pads that are really cute.
Girl, I'll be wrapped in cotton. I'll be a sleeping bag, walking, Gumby looking, skating. You watch me. I'm not going to hurt me. These legs, I'm sorry. I work too hard to get them. They're not going to get all bruised up.
You'll be fine. Cut. You'll yeah. be fine.
Yes.
You'll be fine. So anyways, in the meantime, we have like two interviews we want to kick off before we come back to Patty. And let's yes. kick off with the interviews. And we're going to tell you more about the event that Patty gave us the opportunity to interview these amazing stars from Soap This.
Yes, I'm still on cloud nine.
We'll be right back. Enjoy.
106.1 The Heat.
I knew you would be.
So before we go, this is the contest winner that wrote, why do I want to be the soap opera star? Not just one soap opera star, there were five soap opera stars.
Yeah.
And you also got the raffle. What did you win the raffle?
Oh, yes. Oh, I got Anne Klein jewelry. I got a beautiful handbag. I got a beautiful scarf. And just great, beautiful things that oh. I just am overwhelmed
Aren't
with.
You glad you wrote that letter?
Yes.
I'm so glad, too. Well, we're so glad that you're here and you enjoyed yourself today with the Young and Restless soap opera stars.
Yes, they've been absolutely angels. They're all angels.
Did you ever think writing a letter to Soap This that you would win?
No, not at all. I just was in shock. I was overwhelmed and everything.
That's so right.
It's been a magnificent miracle to be
I'm
here.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Well, there you have it. And we're going to have another contest coming up for the Young and Restless at General Hospital. Actually, General Hospital with Kathleen Gotti on December 7th. So write those letters to drhollywoodconnections@gmail.com. We'll see you at the next event.
Okay.
With our amazing contest winner. Bye. So I am here with
Cameron Grimes from The Young and the Restless.
That's right. And I just actually social media you and put you out there. I saw that you've done so much in IMBD. Film.
IMDb, yeah. I mean, yeah, a good portion, not a crazy amount. I mean, there's people who've been 120 movies and TV and all of that. Yeah, but I've been working for a long time. I'm very, very happy with my resume thus far.
So who is your agent? And how did you get your first agent?
My first agent was my grandmother.
That was a grandma manager.
Yes. She started an agency actually before I was born because my uncle is an actor.
Oh, Scott. So she was a talent agent, not like a momager, they call
it. No. Wow. She was a talent agent. That was her job and her career. She started the talent agency with another mom of a younger actor. My uncle is Scott Grimes.
Okay.
He's been on ER, Band of Brothers. He's currently on The Orville.
So it's a family acting world.
So my grandma was already doing it, and I used to go to set with my uncle, and I wanted to be just like him, and so I begged her for, you know, probably like a year until she finally gave in, and so got some headshots, sent me out on auditions thinking that I would get bored,
right.
And I didn't, and one of my first auditions was The Young and the Restless, so... The rest is history.
And does she still have an agency, or what was her?
I do. I'm still with the exact same agency. My grandma no longer works there. She's retired.
Can we say what it is?
Yeah, Hervey Grimes. Well, now it's Smith Hervey Grimes.
I heard of that. A great agency. And, yeah, so do you have to be, like a lot of people will want to know, do you also look at your social media? Are you on Instagram, or do you have someone else read it?
I am on Twitter and Instagram, at my name, at Cameron Grimes.
It's such a pleasure. And you've just made the lady that won the contest today, you just made her a miracle moment, I'll tell you. And she wrote a letter and she said she couldn't sleep last night. And it's been a pleasure having you. I would love to do more of an in-depth interview on the air on six stations.
I mean, we could do that. We just gotta, now that you know my agent's name, let's set it up.
I will. And Patty's been amazing setting this up. And I want to thank you so much for being here.
Of course, thank you for being here.
Yeah, thank you. This is what I love doing. Tell everybody any last words about being an actor, at anything from your heart that you'd like to tell them.
Oh, gosh.
They want to get into soaps. They want to follow your steps.
Oh, God. Work. It's like any other job, and you need to study, and you need to be prepared, and be prepared for failure. Lots and lots of rejection. It's about stamina. It's about endurance, and it's about working your butt off. Exactly. And loving it. You have to really love it. If you don't really love it, don't really do it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And what's a ticket to LA to go up there and get a good agent and then come back? There's a lot of work here in Florida as well as other areas.
Yeah. What's the...
Here?
What's the ticket?
Oh, yeah. I mean, people want to know if I have to be... I want to try out for Soap Stars. I want to be in a soap land. They can go to LA or New York and try out.
Well, there are no more soaps in New York.
I did not know that.
No more soaps in New York. They're only in LA. It's kind of like I said, you know, if you're planning on moving to LA, trying to be an actor or moving to New York, make sure you're prepared, you know what you're getting yourself into, and study.
It's Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections. I'm here at Soap, this event, and it's been amazing, and we are bringing it to an end, but I just wanted to interview somebody who's just amazing, and she sings. So now every time I hear Life is a Highway, I'm going, yes, you did. I'm going to hear that song and remember her sitting up there singing. So let me have her introduce herself, and she's going to tell you a little bit of her amazing career.
Oh, wow. Hi, I'm Cameron Grimes from The Young and the Restless.
And that's pretty much, no, that's it. We're just kidding. But she's been doing this since she was three. About five.
Yeah, about four or five. That's when I really got into it.
And where do you see yourself in the next 10 years?
Oh, God, hopefully still working. I mean, that's really all an actor can hope for, is just continuing to have a job. So you never know where your career will take you. But honestly, I really hope I'm working until Betty White's age, and I'm still killing it. That's my goal. That's my dream.
Definitely, just as spunky as her. Have you thought of doing movies?
I have. I've done two movies.
More movies.
Yes, of course. There, you know, I don't know any actor that's like, nah, I'm good. I'd rather not star in a movie. Like, of course. It's all about timing and what auditions you get and opportunities come your way, and especially with being on a show. You know, my time is more limited, so it's when it does happen, it's the greatest feeling in the world, and I look forward to more of it.
As far as taping the show, do you guys get like 6 weeks off? Do you get like 2 weeks off? I mean, how does it? So you're like every week. So you're literally like every week.
Oh yeah, we get 2 weeks off for the holidays, and then we're back in. Back in.
I didn't.
We
shoot
4 days.
That.
4 days a week.
Wow, four days a week.
So every week.
Which makes it easy for a social life, correct?
No, it doesn't.
No pun intended there, yes.
No, it doesn't. Doesn't make it easy for vacations or a social life or dating.
That's what I was trying to say. Hello, aren't we both? Hey, single. Next time you come back, we'll go hang out. So, well, this is Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections.
Oh, great. We're ending it on the me being single?
Well, we're both
That's
single.
Attractive.
We're both single. But thank you so much for coming here and the atmosphere. It's just been amazing because I've watched, I mean, even though you're a lot younger than me, I've watched you grow up. I mean, like, and it's just really amazing to see, you know, starting here and then you're here. And like I said, you guys, just to come out and do this, we are so, so grateful as
Thank
fans
you.
For
No,
for
no,
you
no.
Guys.
We're grateful to have these opportunities, you know, with you guys to connect, have an intimate experience, answer some questions, thoughtful conversation, all that.
Yes. So once again, thank you. This has been a great, great afternoon. And this is Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections.
We are back, and that's what we do. And Lisa's one of our beauty queen reporters.
Yes.
And you've got a title.
I do.
And what does
it
say?
I'm 2020 Miss international Latina reporter. So
that's right.
There you go.
Yay. Hola.
Yes. And I have connected all over. It's crazy.
And I'm excited because I'm 2020. I like that. 2020 World's Classic Miss Florida Tourism. I'll be at the Nationals. And this is my motivation over 55. It does. Plus, I have a platform. I'm in the schools. Right. And I'm talking to the kids, which I'll be in one of the schools this weekend. Oh, at one of the elementary schools here locally. All day. I have to get up and go to school. So in the meantime, do we have that General Hospital music? And we have some exciting news. Stay tuned. Don't turn that channel because I have the owner, the president, the VIP, the producer, the director of Soap This. Go to Soap This on Facebook and let's introduce Patty. And is that the music from the General Hospital? Let's tune that up a little bit more. Is that it?
Is that General Hospital?
General Hospital is a soap opera. And it's
been on forever.
55 years.
55 years.
55 years. Well, there you have it. 55 years old.
Yeah.
When you were born, they started.
That's right.
Yes.
So in the meantime, while he's putting that music, General Hospital, it's a soap opera that's on what channel?
Channel ABC is 11.
ABC. So we need ABC Action News to do a story on us.
Yes.
Let's get that over there. Anybody that knows anyone?
Anybody who knows anybody from ABC News? If not, I guess I have to go out there and stand and just stand there, and then somebody eventually will notice, because trust me, I will do that. Everybody who knows me goes, do not tell her to do something that's unheard of, because I'll stand there and wait for one of them to walk in and go, hi.
Yeah.
I watch you, and would you do me a favor? Yeah, I will.
There's a woman that we're going to have on soon. She's a stalker for celebrities, or she was, and she wrote a book. Yes. In the meantime, is that it? Is it we have the soap actually at General Hospital? Is that it? Let's tune that up all the way. I'm not sure.
That's not General
Hospital.
We're
looking for music, Vaughn.
Yeah. Vaughn, we're looking for the General Hospital theme song. That's not it.
Okay,
that's all right.
That's okay. Okay, so
it's
anyways,
right.
you got the hang of it. It's a General Hospital.
Yeah.
So, Patty, what's happening December 7th?
First of all, let me tell you, we had an amazing event last weekend.
We did.
It was Young and the Restless actors, and the one actress that was there, Stacey Hudak, she used to be on Young and the Restless. Now she plays on Days of Our Lives, but she is an amazing actress.
Yes.
She was the life of the party. We also had Jordi Villasuso, who used to be on All My Children.
Guiding Light,
yes. Days of Our Lives, and now he's on Young and the Restless. And the other two actresses, well, you heard Cameron Grimes.
Right.
And Brighton James and Brittany Sarpy, who came from General Hospital.
Yes.
So again, it was an amazing event. We had photo shoots. We had question and answer period. They signed autographs. We took pictures. I mean, everybody just had an amazing time. And then we had a VIP dinner ending the night. And then Sunday morning, we had a breakfast.
Yes.
So the breakfast was fabulous. It was at that beautiful restaurant that's also in Clearwater Beach. They
spectacular.
Did such, yes, really, really good food.
Yes. So now, General Hospital people, we are having an event December 7th with Dr. Obrick, Kathleen Gotti. Yes. She is an amazing actress. She plays a villainess on the show. She has everybody's secrets. Everybody's blackmailing everybody else, but she's an amazing actress. And we've also had the pleasure of adding Vincent Irizarry. Vincent Irizarry used to be on Guiding Light, started out. Then he came to All My Children as Dr. David Hayward. That's his most famous role. And he went to Young and the Restless for a while, Days of Our Lives, and now he landed a role as a doctor on Bold and Beautiful. So the event is December 7th. You don't want to miss this event. We're having two doctors at the event. And again, they're both amazing actors. It's going to be a VIP cocktail hour and then a dinner. And then Sunday morning, we will also have a breakfast.
Oh, I'll be at that breakfast.
So please buy your tickets. You don't want to miss another one of our Soap This events, because we do have a lot of fun. The actors have fun. The fans have fun. Everybody comes to have a party.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we do. You can ask Dawn. And like I said, Lisa was her first experience last weekend.
It was great.
And I know she had a good time.
I did.
I do know with the auction that you were giving away to a charity as well. And I would tell you, we have some footage. It's hilarious. And the actors were taking the blankets and it was auctioning them off. Not the actors, the blankets.
Right, they had to keep specifying the blanket, not the contents inside the actual actor or actress.
Right. Yeah. And I even have a bunch of testimonies we'll play if we have time, if not next week, we'll make sure of what the people thought. They drove in all over. Some flew in.
Yeah, people came in from Chicago for this event, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Connecticut, everywhere.
Major soap fans. And you know what? Before we go to everything else, let's go. Where do they go to get the tickets?
You go to soapthis.ticketleap.com for your tickets. And when you buy your ticket, that's where the venue will be revealed, where the dinner's going to be.
Perfect.
Also, we have reservations if you want to make a reservation, if you want to come in from Friday, or you stay Saturday night and leave Sunday and stay for the breakfast. But we have reservations. The block is under Soap This for General Hospital at the Holiday Inn Express on Seminole Boulevard in Largo. And they're giving us a rate of $104 for the night. That's per great. Person.
That'd be fun. We could just have a pajama party for this.
Yeah, well,
just
we
have
should.
The girls go and
right.
Yes. Hubby, I'm sorry. I love
and
you.
The deadline the deadline to get the rate is next Friday, the 15th. So if you want to come in and make a reservation, call the Holiday Inn Express. Everything is on Facebook. If you have any questions, my number is 727-410-0427. Again, that's 727-410-0427. It's a VIP cocktail hour and a dinner and then a breakfast the next day.
Right. We also have a soap opera cruise coming up.
Yes. Ooh. Next April, we're going to do a cruise to the Bahamas, 4-day cruise to the Bahamas. And that's going to be a lot of fun out of Miami. And the actors we have so far on that is Kathleen Gotti's coming, Vincent Irizarry, good old Walt Willie, who used to be all my children's Jackson Montgomery. Ooh. Everybody misses Walt. We haven't seen him for a while, so it'll be good to see him on the cruise. Patrika Darbo and Jacob Young. Brian DeTillo from Days of Our Lives. So we have a good group. We're going to have a lot of activities planned. So you go to JJ Travel and Associates to see about buying a ticket, or again, give me a call at 727-410-0427. We're starting to take reservations. You can put a deposit down, and you don't have to pay for the whole thing until the end of January, I think, or the beginning of February. But it's going to be a lot of fun being with 5 soap stars on a cruise for 5 days.
To NASA Bahamas, my old stomping grounds when I was a flight attendant.
And we're going to be there.
Yeah.
So it's going to be great.
Now, also, if you don't want the soap cruise on that and you just want to party with Hollywood Connections, we have a special, I'm with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. So I put together my flyer as well. And if you text cruise, but we want you to go on the main one with soap operas. You want to do that one first. But if you just want to cruise and party with us and number is 727-871-7788. Text cruise and I'll send you my digital business card link. In the meantime, I know we have a super fan that loves soap opera stars. And introduce yourself to the world. We have I met you at Soap This.
Yep.
And you know Patty? You know each other?
Yes.
Okay. And tell us everybody your name.
Hi, Carolyn Jacobs. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Carolyn. Now,
do I heard that closer.
Yes, I heard that you have a VIP guest on the line called Anthony, and he's been watching soaps forever.
Yes, that's right. And so, he's in Upper State New York, and he can't wait to get on and speak to Dawn.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your patience, and we'll just stay right here, Patty. Anthony, are you still on the line?
I sure am.
Wonderful. Make sure you're not a speaker because we know speaker voice just in case. And we are live on 6 stations. So tell us what makes you a number one fan of soap operas.
Well, I started watching at 3 years old with my grandmother. And let's just say that was the Luke and Laura days. Anyone who's really good at math and years, they can figure out approximately how old I am. And I fell in love with the drama and the telling of family stories, and of course, over the top crazy villains. over the years, I added on to watching all the different networks. At one point in time, I watched Days of Our Lives during the Possession storyline, and I would switch over to Young and Restless when Patty went crazy and was killing people. I love a good psychopath. I would go to Bold and Beautiful when Nurse Sheila Carter was doing her thing. So I've been watching for a bunch of years.
Wow. Put it that way. So you love Dr. Obrecht's character, right?
Yeah, I worked for the Associated Press for 10 years, and I used to cover the soap events. I was down in Orlando year after year for Super Soap, but I've met Kathleen a couple of times. When I just heard that cruise, I'm booking.
Woo! Yes, all right. Well, really, yes.
I hope you guys are going to give him a comedy night because he is phenomenally funny.
Who's that?
His stand-up. Walt Willie.
Oh, yes. Yes. If anybody, it's so funny. Years and years ago, these two women called my sister and I, and they were going to go see Walt at the comedy club in Tampa at Side Splitters. So they called us and they said, are you guys going to be there? And we said, yeah, we are. And they said, oh, we can't wait to see Jackson Montgomery. And my sister said, now listen, ma'am. She says, he's not going to be Jackson Montgomery like he is on TV. He's going to be Walt Willie the comedian. So just keep that in mind. Well, they were like, oh, my God. You know, they had a ball. And yes, he does. He does a fabulous act. Also, he did a one-man play called Wild Bill Hickok.
Yes.
And he played the outlaw, and it was phenomenal. And one night, we were watching the History Channel, and they were showing different epics of all the outlaws, and all of a sudden, we see the one about Wild Bill, and Walt was playing the part.
Nice.
So he does a phenomenal job. I had him down here one time a few years ago, and he did his act, his Wild Bill show, and it was amazing. It really was amazing. So, yes, you know, he will do something on the ship.
Anthony, we want to thank you. We only have 15 minutes. We have more interviews. We have to find out what Carolyn's doing on the air with her soap interviews on podcast. We want to thank you.
Can I make one more comment, ladies?
Yes, we're going to see you December 7th.
Are you going to come December 7th?
I most certainly am. Yes.
Okay.
And go ahead. What were you saying about senior?
I don't like the word senior. You guys should consider using fabulously fine aged.
Instead of
being
senior,
fine. Evokes,
fine
senior
aged.
Evokes free coffee.
Yes.
Fine
aged. Yes. I will do that when she interviews me on Skype. We want to thank you, Anthony.
Love it. Okay, Anthony, I will look forward to meeting you in December when you come down for the event.
Yes, and it's warm here.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So, Caroline, I know we're going to go back to more interviews, and you drove all the way over here. And so you have a podcast with Soap Opera Stars.
Yes, I'm with Take Two Radio.
Okay.
I'm one of the co-hosts.
Is it radio or podcast or both?
A podcast.
So, okay. Yeah. And when can they listen to your shows, and where is it? Like, what time?
Every other Thursday. We're going to have one next Thursday.
Okay.
Next Thursday night starts at 7 o'clock and goes until we finish, sometimes like 8:45.
Wow.
And we interview soap opera stars, or most of the time we just discuss the four soap operas that we are trying to keep on the air.
Right.
That's, you know, keep the soap operas alive.
Right. And that's fabulous. Yeah. And then you should just bring your show here. We got to talk about that.
There you go.
You could go live, and you can just Skype it from your house. Okay. Lola, I know you're listening. That's a good idea, right?
Yes, Lola. And I'll Skype from my house, too. Here we go.
It was by chance that I got on it. I was on Twitter, and Pam contacted me. This is about 4.5 years ago, and said, well, you know a little bit about the soaps. Why don't you, you know, call in? And I said, I called in, and it's been 4.5 years. It's great.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
And that's fabulous. Maybe we can work with you on some things, too, with Hollywood Connections and air some of your stuff
here. Yeah, because Pam's fabulous, too. I call her all the time and who she wants to interview, and I tell the stars to call her, then you do the interview.
Well, mine was Tristan Rogers on the red carpet, and then one day he called me himself, and he goes, I'm like, hello? He goes, this is Dawn Reese? And I said, yes. He goes, it's Tristan Rogers. I said, the real Tristan Rogers? He goes, I love the interview you did on the red carpet. Can I have it? And that was phenomenal. I'm like, yay. So anyway.
The stars are wonderful. I mean, you know. They're just like family.
Exactly.
Like family.
Exactly. And they were so down to earth at Patty's event, too. They were amazing, hugging people and just, you know, autographing and just telling their stories. You have to come to listen next time. It's phenomenal. What's your social media? They can find you at Facebook, Instagram. Do you have?
K Cassie Jenkins on Twitter.
Okay.
BarefootBlonde5.
Okay.
That's my Twitter handle.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. Okay, and then we're going to play this, and we can watch the list later on and do a watch party. And then I know we have some more interviews. I got to get to them as well. We're going to be right back. We're going to go to the next number two set of interviews, and they're just a few minutes. And if we don't play all of them, you know, I had one of the soap opera stars. It was so funny. He's like, so I'm interviewing him. If I don't get to that one, he said, so what do you think about soap operas? And I'm like, you know, I used to watch them when I was a kid. Wrong answer to say. Yeah. And soap opera. No. But then I found out I have DirecTV, and you'll hear that interview, and he just laughed and he said, well, start taping us. I said, I
That's
will.
That's right.
All right. Let's go to that interview for the next set, and we'll be right back. All right, I'm back. I am with Hollywood Connections. Of course, I invented it. I'm Dawn Reese, and I'm on 106.1 FM The Heat, and I'm here with
Brittany Sarpy.
It's a pleasure to have you. Before we start the interview real quick, what would you like to tell Patty from the heart that put this amazing soap opera event together?
I mean, thank you, in short, but yes, thank you for all of the love and concern you put into this, for all of the huge fans of Young and the Restless, and for Make-A-Wish Foundation. It's a beautiful turnout, and I think everyone's happy.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Now, I do have a question real quick on a lot of actors that are on my show, and they want to be discovered, and we have producers, agents, and so forth. Any other advice that you'd like to tell them about being, you know, like when you first got your first agent and who your agent is now?
Advice about my first agent. I did a showcase. I went to school, so I have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Acting.
Where did you go?
At UC Santa Barbara.
Nice.
When we graduated, we did a showcase in LA. So I would say do a showcase in one of the major cities that you want to be in, whether it's LA or Canada or Atlanta or New York, and just get yourself seen, and that the agencies actually do go and watch those to look for new talent. There's also like diversity showcases if you are, you know, want to go to one of the networks. ABC has one. I think NBC has one as well. It's a great way to get in.
Very cool. And who is your agent now, in case other film directors are watching and saying, oh, I want her in my movie?
Well, my manager is Selena. Selena at Marquee Entertainment.
Oh, they're amazing. I used to be in L.A. My office was on Hollywood and Vine in the old Tap building. Well, I want to thank you. Any last words about this event and any of the fans here that you'd like to say something to them?
Just to thank you. Thank you to all the fans. Thank you for donating to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. I'm glad to come out and support YNR fans and... Hey, little person.
Yes.
And little people.
Yes, and little people. Thank you so much. I'm going to get Lisa V next, and I'll be back. I'm Dawn Reese. Thank you so much. All right.
Hi, it's Lisa V, co-host of Hollywood Connections. I'm here at an amazing event, Soap This, and here's one of the amazing actresses who has just made this day complete. She's beautiful inside and out. I'm going to let her introduce herself, and then we are going to ask her some really in-depth questions.
I am Brittany Sarpy from The Young and the Restless.
There you have it, from The Young and the Restless. Now, have you done any movies, or are you strictly just doing soap operas?
No, I'm not strictly doing soap operas. I've been doing movies throughout my whole career, about 10 years. Right now, there's some horror films that are out, especially being that it's November and it was just Halloween. Truth or Dare, Karma, I'm working on a new film. I don't have the title of it yet. Catch those.
Yeah, and now Life is a Highway. I'm never going to forget that song. Every time I hear it, I'm going to, yes, because she started Life Is. I'm like, I want
a highway.
Here we go. I want to ride it all night long. See, there you go. That's the next big single coming out. But anyways, this has been an amazing event. They are just as nice as can be. And when I say you honestly can just feel how appreciative everybody is to get to know you guys, but just as much we feel the love back.
Yeah.
You know, like you guys to take time, especially with the holidays, and Florida's weather goes from, you know, rainy to sunny to 30 degrees below zero over here. So once again, thank you so much. This is Lisa V from Hollywood Connections, and I'm with
Brittany Sarpy.
There you go. Everybody be blessed.
So anyways, you know, we only have 10 minutes left. I have more stuff to promote here, and we're excited of so many opportunities coming up. You know, this next weekend, Lisa, there's a big business women's event coming up on the 16th in Tampa. And, you know, we're going to be there with a table. We're going to be interviewing. It's going to be Saturday, November 16th from 10 to 3 at the Brian Glacier Family, JCC, 522 North Howard Avenue in Tampa, 33606. And if you text my number, which is on this video, as you can see, replay, I will send you a free ticket. Now, also, too, Lisa, we have a couple other things happening. I have to shout this out. MyPillow.com. Did you get that information, Vaughn, I had sent you? There's a commercial for MyPillow. And we're going to be right back. There's not just MyPillow. It's a new one for the towels. And I got to tell you about this.
The transfer file won't let me download it, so I don't know if we can listen to it. I did get it, though.
Oh, you did. Okay, well, in the meantime, I'll do the commercial. So anyways, there's some new towels here. And, Lisa, we went to the hot tub last night, me and my husband, and the pool, and it was like 89.
I never get an invite to anything.
At any time, as I'm home. And yes, so these towels are 100% cotton. They're amazing. There's different colors. So if you go to mypillow.com,
oh, they are
I'm going to pass this around.
Yes,
and
here.
Put in promo code BEACH, and guess what? You will get pillows or whatever you're going to order. Now, I have to show you this. You know, I bought really pillows, Lisa, at Walmart and different areas, and they go flat.
They do.
I'm hooked on this. When I go to sleep at night, I put my lavender on. This pillow is mypillow.com. Put in promo code BEACH. I'm going to show this. It snugs to your face. I'm like addicted to this pillow. I'm not kidding you.
I had one.
Did you?
And what happened is somebody who stayed at my former residence by accidentally took it. We're just going to say that in the name of Jesus. They by accidentally took my pillow.
Oh,
my pillow, yes. So I say it is an amazing pillow and I cannot wait to get another one. Now I can go and use your promo code.
Right,
Beach.
Right. Mm-hmm. But then Lisa has a show coming out called
Getting Ripped with Lisa V.
That's right. That's going to be on probably the 18th we're looking at. And we also have Lisa Velkus. She's got a special coming up with me on the 18th. Also, Deidre, my other Hollywood reporter, we're doing a special with them. That's what I do. I put them on the air after they get their interviews, and they have their own half-hour special with us as well. And then we're so excited about some other things coming up. Christmas parades, Dunedin, or the Indian Rocks Beach Christmas parade, all of that good stuff. And so next week, we're going to make sure that you also get the two other interviews that we did with the other two actors, the guys, and tell their names again.
Brighton James and Jordy Villasuso.
Jordy V and Lisa V. What? I literally was like trying not to faint. Like, I'm seriously was like, okay, you got this. Hold yourself together.
Yep.
Exactly. And so these guys will have their interviews next week. You can go to YouTube on Facebook. You know, see Hollywood Connections on YouTube. You can put in Soap This.
And you can go on our Facebook page. You can see all the pictures from the event. You can see videos, everything. And like I said, again, you want to buy your ticket for December 7th.
Yes.
And you want to meet Vincent Irizarry and Kathleen Gotti.
Yes. Oh, that's going to be fun. Yes. And, you know, it's almost nighttime, and if you can't sleep, I got another company. It's on my digital business card called Boomer's Boost. Now, I'm excited because there's a keto one coming next week, and he's going to be here. And he is he is the owner of this company, and I want to thank Eric Zuli. And this has like 71 nutrients in this bottle. You put it in some water, and you wonder why I have this energy. This is it. And if you can't sleep, my husband, because he had to try this, called Good Night Sleep. And hear that? I still have some left.
Well, I told you I will try. If they can put me out, then I promise you my whole family and generations that will be buying this, because none of us can sleep. It's horrible.
My husband says to me, I can't believe that you can put yourself right down on the pillow, because it's my pillow.
Right. With the wonderful Beach. Good night. This is called Good Night Formula.
Yes, that's true. And we have so many things coming up. If you want to be a reporter, beauty queen reporter, we have a new sports reporter, Steven.
Yes, Steven B.
Yes, we're going to be sending him out to some events. And please text me. My number's on this show. And I will send you information with the digital business card on everything that we're doing. Yes. And Lisa, do you have any shout outs?
I have some shout outs. I want to shout out to Zach at Mr. Car Wash at Park and Seminole, because he didn't believe me, I don't think. And I just want you to know, Dawn, that because of what you have sent me, I filmed Home Shopping Network. I'm going to be on the Home Shopping Network. And because of Facebook, so everybody who is listening and watching, Facebook works. A lady saw my profile picture, and now I'm going to be in a video because she wanted, you know, to show lifestyles of, I guess, over 40 age, you know, 40-year-old woman
Hispanic.
And Hispanic. And here I am. So I've been praying to God, and those who know what I've been going through, literally when I say, if you don't listen to God, he's going to literally make you listen. And when I say make you, he made me. It was like, oops, no, you're going to go and do this. So now I literally, and I have it's a big deal. I have been in talks with the director, Carlos Segura of Forever Los Films, and we are in pre-production to a major, major project. Like when I say I prayed to God, and I literally 2 weeks ago gave my whole like, God, you've got this. And people are like, you're not upset? You got this situation? I said, nope, God's got me. And he always, always at the last minute handles everything. But there's also a gentleman that that reached out to me on Facebook. His name is Denzel Henderson, and he's on YouTube, and he has cerebral palsy. And he is a motivational speaker, and I just got goosebumps. I don't know if you guys felt it, but he is amazing, and I've been speaking with him. So when I say those of you, you need to really let people reach out to you, because you don't realize who God puts in your path. And this young man, he says, you know, people block me because of the way I speak. They don't understand. You need to. I have several autistic people that I talk to every day. One of them, I'm going to shout him out, Stromer, you're amazing. And he was upset about his situation. I said, there's nothing wrong with you. You're made beautiful and perfect in God's image. And that's pretty much where Facebook connects you to people. And that's where we as Hollywood Connections, because they watch the show and they see us. Right. So.
And then I know Patty just made me to make sure everybody knows to write. We're going to have a contest to meet. I don't. We're hearing something. What
that's
is that?
That's her phone.
That's not
she's
General Hospital.
No, that's her phone. Yes, yeah. So she grabbed it.
So Dr. Hollywood Connections with an S at gmail.com. Make sure you write a letter. Why do you want to meet soap stars for December 7th? We will pick a winner, or put yourself on video, better yet.
And remember, we also have the giveaway. You have a free month at the Clearwater Gold Gym, along with 3 personal training sessions. So you need to also write into Dawn.
Yes.
And let her know why this would benefit you and why you would want a free month at the Gold's Gym in in Clearwater, Florida. It was given to me.
Right.
And because I already work out somewhere else, I definitely want to pass it on.
Yes, we're giving that away because that was a gift that came over from Patty. Then it was to somebody else, and they said, who's in Clearwater? And then we're like, we'll give it away on the air.
Yep.
So make sure you do that. And also, Women in Film are coming up with Bobby Hill Casting.
That's Tuesday, correct?
I think Wednesday. It's coming up. So that's something that's really exciting for women. And then if you want to be a Beauty Queen reporter with me again, we have so much. You can actually,
there you go. She's talking like doctor. Yeah, there she goes. Yes.
My little Dr. English Hubbard accent. You can audition on the air with us.
Yes, you can.
That's right. And we're going to go to Caroline before we go. We have like 2 minutes left. Caroline, what has been the most memorable experience with you interviewing soap opera stars?
Oh.
Like the best one that you remember.
The best one?
Something that comes to mind.
I say it would be Jordy.
Okay.
Yeah, he was. We interviewed him about a year and a half ago, and he was great. He really, and I wanted to meet him. I said, so I was doing Twitter, and I said, and he said, oh great, you know, I can't wait to see you there, you know, Soap Disc. So, it was so friendly, you know, just. That's what I really, really enjoy about the soap stars.
You know, they're like I said, they're down to earth. They're giving you advice. And the other guy that was in Miami, he went to the same. He had the same agent I did. And you know, here's in LA. It's getting out there. And Lisa, you're out there doing auditions. You're getting the jobs. You're booking the jobs.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, you are.
I really cannot believe that I'm a paid model. I'm beauty queen. I mean. Literally, God showed me a vision 4 years ago, and it's happening. So
it is.
And trust those visions. Don't ignore that
that's right.
Feeling.
We'll let you know. We only have 15 seconds. I have a new whitening toothpaste that I have a new order going out.
She's great.
If I can't go sell on another network, I'm selling on my own.
Exactly.
So we're excited about that, too. And what did you say, Caroline? You had one more? We have like 30 seconds. We want to thank you all for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank
for being
you.
Here.
Great.
And Patty from Soap This. Go to Facebook, put in Soap This, and get these tickets. Hey, it's a great gift for your grandparents or a great gift for anybody that loves soap operas. They will be jumping with joy. You will be their favorite relative. Trust me.
At the event last weekend, we had a woman that came down from New Jersey.
Yes.
And real quick, we made her day. She turned 80 years old, and she'll never forget
that.
We'll
see you next week, everybody.
Bye.